The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at an historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. That's tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This is a podcast by The Straits Times and Money FM 89.3. On Money FM 89.3, China Perspective with Tan Don Wei, China Bureau Chief with The Straits Times.
Time to check in with, you know, what's happening in China, from economic activity cooling down supply in April to updates on the Shanghai lockdown. And lastly, China's latest military drills. To give us an analysis of those headlines, we have on the line Tan Don Wei, China Bureau Chief with The Straits Times. Tan, let's first get into the economic activity, how it's cooled sharply in April as widening COVID-19 lockdowns took a heavy toll on consumption, industrial production, and employment. Now, is this a sign that China's zero COVID policy, which includes a lockdown in Shanghai, is taking its toll on the country? Would China reconsider their zero COVID-19 stand just by looking at the current economic numbers?
Hi, good morning. Yes, it has, and that will also be seen in the GDP numbers for this quarter, for which economists have already slashed in their forecast. Retail sales took a big hit in April, dropping 11.1% year-on-year, industrial production dropped 2.9%, and the jobless rate rose to 6.1%, which is the highest since the start of the pandemic in February 2020, when the jobless rate was 6.2%. The Chinese government has said it wants to keep the jobless rate to below 5.5% this year. The government has already signaled that it is doubling down on its COVID policy and that it is the right move and the economic slump is just temporary. It has also introduced new fiscal policies such as subsidies, tax cuts, and easing of loan requirements to help out businesses and workers. But while it may make adjustments to its COVID protocols, the overarching principle will likely remain unchanged for now, which is to stamp out the spread of the virus, because if it lets it loose, the result would be a crippled healthcare system and possibly more than a million deaths.
This podcast is available on our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Like us and rate us. And now, back to our podcast episode.
I think something else that's on everyone's mind is the Shanghai lockdown. Now, with the city on the brink of meeting the goal of 3 days of zero community transmission, will we finally see measures there being eased and possibly the lockdown being lifted?
Well, the plan is to reopen Shanghai in phases and end the lockdown from June, provided there is no rebound in infections. The number of daily infections has fallen to under 1,000 for the first time since the end of March, and in some less densely populated areas, residents have been allowed to go out to the supermarkets. The Shanghai authorities have said that malls and shops will be allowed to reopen from yesterday. The good news is there are no cases outside of quarantined areas, but despite the promise of lifting the lockdown, Shanghai residents have remained unconvinced because the schedule to open up has been pushed back time and again. I think the authorities are very mindful that things in the financial capital need to get back on track soon. The April unemployment, industrial production and retail numbers have shown how much COVID has impacted the economy. And the longer it stays locked down, clearly the greater the impact is and the greater the public unhappiness will be, which is something that they have to manage very carefully or risk a spillover into another key city like Beijing, which is also in some form of a soft lockdown of sorts.
Yeah, possibly good news coming out of Shanghai and China in general. And Don, an analysis of the recent PLA exercises appears to show China has been testing a key strategy to restrict other countries' ability to respond to an effort to take Taiwan, which Beijing considers part of its territories. Now, are these drills revealing China's strategy to deny any military help for Taiwan, or could it be a mere coincidence? Is China one step closer to making its move on Taiwan?
It could be part of the PLA's exercises to fine-tune its capabilities in thwarting these potential foreign aid. China has been ramping up exercises in and around the Taiwan Strait and building up its capacity with an eye on Taiwan. But no, I don't think it's China's intention to make a move on Taiwan anytime soon, despite what some analysts have predicted, especially in the wake of the war in Ukraine. China will play the long game, and it is likely that President Xi Jinping, at the 20th Party Congress at the end of this year, will renew long-standing peaceful reunification overtures to Taiwan, partly to justify him seeking a third term. The hope is that peace talks can happen between mainland China and Taiwan, but China also has other tools in its kit, such as economic coercion, should the carrots fail. And as it steps up its military drills in Taiwan's air defense identification zone, and Taiwan responds by scrambling its fighter jets, the risk of a mishap increases, which could give China a reason to force Taiwan to come to the table for talks.
We've been speaking with Tan Don Wei, China Bureau Chief with the Straits Times. Thank you so much for your time and have a great day.
The Asian Insider Podcast channel is also available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Like us and rate us.
If your air conditioning or furnace stops working in the middle of the night, on a weekend or over a holiday, there's no reason to wait to get it fixed. Because Atlas Butler's always open, and we never charge any overtime or after-hours fees.
The Atlas Butler family is here to keep your family safe and comfortable. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call.